Now, the Bitmo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
Hey, welcome to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 in beautiful Rolla, Missouri. I am your host, the Pitmaster, Lyle Quast, owner and operator of Ring of Fire Barbecue, Food Truck, and Catering in Sullivan. As usual, in the studio is my co-host and producer, is Colin Fisher. And you can join me every Saturday at 9 a.m. right here on Mid-Mo's ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com to listen to any of our previous shows. And you have something you'd like to add to the show, just give us a call. The number is 573-364-1045 or text us at 573-BBQ-BBQ-9. And this first segment of the Mid-Mo Smoke Show is brought to you by the Peterson Oil and Asphalt, family-owned and filling propane in Sullivan and surrounding areas since 1934. And right now is a good time to pre-order your propane. And they'll take care of that, get you all lined up for winter. And working with Peterson Oil is a blast.
Yeah, we had Shane in here, last week? Yeah, and he told us about that pre-ordering. And so it's not a guarantee, but there's a fair shot that right now you're going to get a better price for that propane when you pre-order it. So, you know, if anybody is into commodities investment, you can understand where you might be able to get a good deal here.
Maybe if you're looking at the price of gas, it's more than likely propane's going to go up.
Certainly, especially towards the winter as demand increases.
So, last week we had a real great show with Shane, and this week we have what you call the international show because we're going to be some of the guys coming in from Rolla, and then we got Josh from Yummy Tummy Barbecue Sauce, came in from Amarillo, and he's going to do the show today. And this morning in our first segment, we're just waiting for to get him on online and stuff. Rich and Bunny Tuttle with the KCBS are up in Canada, and they are going to call and let us know what's going on up there with their competition that's going on. So, you know, we got a little bit of everything. We got some west, some north, and some hometown. So stick around. I think you're going to enjoy this.
Certainly. There's so much going on. It's like a Marvel movie with all these cameos.
Oh, that's better. I had to adjust my ears.
Ah.
And you know, we talk about how barbecue is worldwide. You know, we've had it on here before where we've talked about Australia and we've talked about England and all that. So now we're going to take it to our neighbors to the north, up there in Canada, and see what they're all about. See what the weather's like. See what how the competition's going. And I think today's the first day, so when they call in, it's kind of a little bit early. But they're going to give us a breakdown on what to expect and stuff like that. And maybe next week we can have them on again, and they can tell us how the winnings went and stuff like that. And we're going to try to keep it as interesting as possible. And with these two coming up, Rich and Bunny calling in.
Yeah, that should be no trouble.
Yeah, it is going to be very interesting. They are two fantastic people. And they are going to help us get together and do a certified barbecue judge class.
Yeah, a certification class.
Right, and that's open to everybody. We're getting it set up right now, and the more details we get worked out, we'll let you know. But we'd like to see a lot of people in the area get certified. You can go to contests then and be judges and stuff. And if you like eating barbecue, that's the best way to get it.
I was telling my brother that, you know, he's down in Springfield, so
right,
there's some stuff not too far away from him. And I told him, yeah, you can get certified as a judge and go
eat
some nice barbecue. But you talk about barbecue being international. I don't know if this is just proxy servers or some sort of error, but do you want to know where our second largest listenership is?
Where's
on
that?
Blog Talk? Mozambique.
Africa?
Yeah. And then after that, I think, is like Vietnam. And so it's like, it's 2 and like 1.2%. So I have to assume that this is somebody going through a proxy server or something like that that's given us a weird geotag. But I like the idea that there's just a bunch of people gathering around the village computer in Mozambique.
I wonder how many goats that cost to get that computer. And that's the great part, you know. It's just right. We got a phone call. I wonder if it's our friends.
Indeed. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sunshine.
How are you?
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Suppose I shouldn't say sunshine, considering there probably won't be any.
Probably not. Is this Matt?
This is Colin.
Colin. Okay, I almost said Colin first. Right. Yeah, we walked outside. It's a little chilly out here. Man, is it smoky. You can smell the fires.
Oh, man, that's not good. Now, is that all the pits going crazy already, or is it...
No. I haven't even been over to the site. I'm talking about the fires that over in British Columbia.
Oh, man.
It's just pure smoke out here, and you can't see the sun, and the sky's clear. Hmm. It's a beautiful day for barbecue, but we're just going to join the fires, I suppose.
Yeah. That's about the only smoke we don't like here on the Mid-Mo Smoke Show.
Exactly. Well, I think
Yeah, it's not good.
We ought to tell people where you guys are at right now.
Yeah, we are up in Alberta. It's Camrose, close to Edmondson. So, and it looks like America. I mean, there's a McDonald's right across the street.
Oh, that's on every street corner.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. But I did learn that back bacon was Canadian bacon. I was, what back bacon? And our waitress did not know what a patty of sausage was. She bought these things that look like bangers, you know.
Yeah, they do have large sausages up there.
Yeah, they do. And Rich said they were kind of, eh?
Eh?
Eh? You know, that's something I've never heard you say is eh?
Oh, I've been down here long enough. I don't do that anymore.
Well, I'm looking for a shot glass that says, eh?
Oh, you'll find it.
You know, I will?
Oh, yeah. Good,
because I collect shot glasses from every place I go, and I have to have one that says, eh.
Yeah, you'll find one. I know they're up there. And
okay, I want me to bring you one so you can kind of have a little of your history or your home?
Oh, no, that's okay. And I guess I ought to tell people that, you know, I was born and raised up around Edmonton, Alberta, about 40 miles from where you guys are right now. So,
wow, that's awesome.
It's, it's kind of, there it goes again, Barbecue International. Who would have thought a guy from Canada would actually be having somebody on his show, you know, and from where he was growing up?
Coming this summer, Ring of Fire, Lyle Quast Origins.
Yeah, that could be.
Hey, you know. I got some news for you.
What's that?
KCBS, Kansas City Barbecue Society, is now having a world championship in Little Rock, Arkansas in February. And they're going to have it every year. And to qualify, you have to be a grand champion or a reserve grand champion in order to qualify for this event. And it's supposed to be the top people, and it's going to be the world championship in February down in Little Rock.
Well, then we are going to have to...
I'll book the flight now.
Yeah, book that flight. We'll come down there and look for where you and Rich are cooking.
Yeah, right. We haven't won a grand champion. We've only been reserve, and that was like 20 years ago. We are, however, going to cook Butler, Missouri.
Well, there you go.
Maybe we'll get lucky. You know, you really have to cook quite a bit in order to stay with it, you know. We don't cook that much because we're always being asked to rep.
But, right,
we're definitely going to go down and cook that.
Well, you know, but you look at your resume. You know, TV stars, KCBS representatives, and everything. You know,
everywhere I go, I have to sign books.
There you go.
I have to sign judges' books. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I think if I had ever been on TV, even just, you know, one episode of something, my Facebook, you know, where it says where you work, would forever just be TV star.
There you go. Yeah.
That's right. TV star calling. You got a good name for a TV star.
But, and see, now, you know, like both of us now can put in there, and we got Rich and Bunny now are radio stars now, too. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, that's right. You guys are
multi-platform.
I have to tell you this, Lyle, but I've been on the radio before.
But that's what I'm saying. It's in your resume. You know, and
there you go.
I'll tell you, I'm pretty excited about you guys getting a call in, you know, when you're doing these competitions where we can find out what's going on. So,
yeah.
But I know that you haven't got any too much information because it hasn't started yet.
Yeah, I will come back with a boatload. Eh?
There you go.
I got to start talking like a Canadian. Right?
I believe it's technically a bootload.
They're going to make fun of my southern.
Yeah, but
talk up here. I know they will.
You'll have to check in and see about buying a dog sled too.
A dog sled? I don't even have a dog.
Oh, well, hey, we're going to have to take a break. Buddy, thank you so much for calling in and giving us a little bit of an update and letting us know what's going on up there. So
okay, and I'll get some more information for you today. We already saw a cooker that's staying at this hotel. He's got his pit and everything right outside, so I'm excited about that.
Okay, well, that'd be great.
We're not late. Okay, thanks so much, Kyle. Thanks, Colin.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Hey, say hi to Rich. Okay, we need to take a quick commercial break. Coming up in segment two, Josh from Yummy Tummy is going to show up, and we're going to talk to him about his new sauce out here. So make sure you stay tuned to ESPN 107.3. You're listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Kwas. We'll be right back.
Now, the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
I am starving. I haven't had lunch since yesterday.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3. This segment is brought to you by Huddle House in Cuba, home of the Huddle Up Rewards Program. Huddle up and hurry into your Cuba Huddle House today, any meal, anytime. And you know what? Joining us in the studio, you have heard us talk a lot about him. He's converted me and Matt Glenn to start using his sauce. We have Josh, and instead of butchering, I'll let you say your last name for me.
Strazewski,
and he is with Yummy Tummy Barbecue Sauce. And folks, this is a real honor because he's come in all the way from Amarillo to do this for us, and let us know a little bit more about his sauce. And Josh, like I said, you've converted me and Matt. I mean, I didn't think I would ever get away from my sweet baby Ray's, but I've got to say, I've done it. It's gone. I've used your sauce now in my truck. People love it. I've catered with it. People love the fact that I've changed my sauce and kind of vamped up my meat, they say.
Oh.
Which all right. I have never heard it said like that before, but hey, I'll take it. So why don't you know, how'd you get started? I don't know what you do on a side job, but I know you got Yummy Tummy for your...
Well, I didn't get into barbecue per se until I actually got down to Amarillo. And my day job, I'm an environmental contractor mostly for government facilities, and they told me they needed me down in Texas, and I went down kicking and screaming, but of course now I got a house there.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But I went down there knowing that I like to eat barbecue, and I wanted to try some Texas style, and then I ended up helping out a friend at a local barbecue competition, and that was about it. Next weekend, I went out and bought a smoker and just started messing around with different recipes and rubs and...
You know, that sounds like everybody's story. I was the same way. I started doing it at my house and, you know, bought me a little smoker. And friends started coming over and more and more and more. And people I didn't invite started showing up.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Then I got asked to cater. And I thought, that's crazy. I'm not good enough to cater. Well, that started going on. Got a food truck. And I think, Matt, you're about the same way. You helped a guy in barbecue, didn't you?
Mine was really, I came down here, I got to know Frank Cox. I went to church with his brother, Nick, and I kind of got interested through Nick doing it. And then, you know, got to know Frank, and Frank would give me some little tips and pointers. And then, you know, that's when I met Mike Spearman, Pig Daddy, and then kind of got involved with him. And then that's what really kind of took my spark is when I got to cook I helped in a cooking competition, and that kind of really got my juices going on it, if you want to say.
Yeah, there's just something about it that...
There really is.
Strikes the match to... get you going on it.
I tell people, if you haven't done it before, you know, and you like to cook and you like to barbecue, you got to try it because it's intense. I mean, it's a lot of work.
But it's real addicting, too.
It really is. It's like a drug, man. I tell you, you get hooked onto it, you better watch out. And it's not a cheap drug either, like any other hobby.
Especially if you mess up.
Now, I will let, you know, just to give Lyle, I know that Josh, he's got a big stick burner. Cooker that he has, but there is a but. He has recently partaked in a ugly drum cooker, and I believe Josh is pretty fond of that ugly drum.
I am. My stick burner is so big that I haven't got it mounted on a trailer yet, so I didn't get to use it much. So I'm like, well, I see all these ugly drums and from actually Frank, and I'm like, well, I'm going to try making one. So I made one, and for small cooks, especially at my house, I love it.
You can't beat it.
Yeah, see, my smoker is a pretty good size. I got a 23-foot trailer mounted one.
Yeah, it's not that big.
And, you know, I got to tower and stuff. But enough about, I want to hear about your sauce. I want to hear how you came up with the idea. Did you just take another sauce and tweak it, or did you just...
Well, like you, I used to use Sweet Baby Ray's.
Uh-huh.
And... to me, it seemed like something changed with it when it went to, it seemed like it used to be like $3 or $4 a bottle, and then some, it dropped down quite a bit in price. It just seemed like it didn't have that big kick. So I'm like, well, I make all my own rub, so I'm going to try making a sauce. So I kind of found like a real basic recipe, like just right. Staple barbecue sauce. And then I just took the ingredients that I liked with other sauces and other barbecue flavors in general, and just kind of melded them together. And I got lucky enough on my first try, I was like, yeah, it's pretty good.
Really? That was your first try?
Yep.
Holy cow.
Sat there and wrote all my ingredients down on the back of an envelope. First time I've ever done that one, coming up with something. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm done. I've made some tweaks to it for, you know, manufacturing purposes, but because I wasn't expecting to actually like take a product to market. But then a lot of people kept asking for more of it, and it's not the easiest recipe to make in the world. So I was like, well, let's look into manufacturing, and that's how we got where we're at.
So when did you start making the sauces?
Well, I came up with a recipe, I think, in 2010.
Okay.
And then it was just finding the right manufacturer and getting the recipe fine-tuned. And then we completely rebranded at one point. And that's where we came up with very well-dressed cartoon characters. You know, because, it's, you know, it's a good sauce.
It is.
It's fancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you want to know, and they say it on TV all the time, sometimes the more ridiculous your commercial or your branding or whatever, the more people remember it.
Well, and that's what I was kind of looking for with the three characters. So if you see it and you see the chicken, it's original, the cow... and then hopefully soon the Reaper pig. I think we'll be coming out with that pretty quick.
See, I got a cow, a chicken, and a pig all dressed in overalls with straw hats.
See?
Mm-hmm. And that's just barbecue.
Recognizable.
Yeah, it is. Exactly.
And so, and like I said, I don't know what it is, but I'm going to call you the so-called crack dealer of barbecue sauce because your sauce is very addicting. It really is. I've eaten a lot of them over the time. And you being from Texas, I know your rubs are not real extreme. It's basically your salt and pepper and garlic powder, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm more traditional with Texas barbecue when it comes to beef.
Mm-hmm.
Ribs, I get into a little bit more, but I stopped kind of making my own rubs just because, I don't know, I don't like to spend the time doing it. So I found, you know, rubs down there. I think the rub that I'm using now is out of... Oklahoma. I think it's hog knuckle or something. But, I mean, I just found, like, that flavor profile, and I built on top of it. So that's worked out pretty good. But I don't really have, like, a set. But when it comes to brisket and stuff like that,
right,
it's pretty well straight, just Texas style.
And there's nothing wrong with it. I like – now, do you use post oak or mesquite?
I use a mix of post oak and pecan.
That's excellent that way. Oak and pecan.
I think I remember you mentioning that's
what
your blend.
That's mine, yeah. And the sauce, I'm going to be truthful. I've taken oak and hickory and put them together with your sauce, oak and cherry, and oak and peach. But when you get to oak and pecan blend, man, that is just, it's right there. It's solid.
Yeah, it's just, and that's what the guy helped out. That's what he cooked with was just pure pecan, so I like the flavor. And then the first time I actually switched post oak, that was a pretty hot fire. I didn't realize how much hotter oak burned than pecan. I was like,
oh yeah.
Shouldn't have built that small bonfire in the smoker.
Did it get a little out of control on you?
It was the first time that my first smoke, or my first big one, got up to 500 degrees. So.
Oh, I bet it sizzled when you put it on the grates, didn't
it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Talk about hot and fast.
So, yeah, there's a learning curve.
Now, what interests me about your sauce, the way it, when you cook with it, the way when you glaze your meat with it, it just amazes me how it just sticks to the meat, and it just seems like it soaks up a little more of that smoke flavor, but the tackiness that it has, it when you pour it out there, it looks like it's going to runny and be runny all over the place, but it's like as soon as it hits that meat, it just like sucks up like it's a sponge. And I don't know how you did it that way. I'll admit it, I'm not a big fan of meating your sauce cold.
Yeah, you know, like either.
As a dipping sauce or something like that, I'm not a fan of that. It's okay. But boy, I tell you, when you cook it with it, there is no sauce better than what you guys have with that yummy tummy.
Well, and I'm not sure, you know, really what we did for that to work, but the only thing I use the sauce on, I guess unglazed or tacked up, is chicken wings. And then I've tried it on a thin layer on beef, just a single thin layer, and all you're not adding really the flavor of the barbecue sauce as much as it, I don't know how it does it, but it enhances the beef. But everything else, I pretty well actually break the sauce down and glaze it up. But yeah, I'm not exactly sure what we did, how we came up with that, but it worked.
And I'll tell you, I told Matt about, we were talking earlier before you came in, I take and put a little bit of mine in a saucepan and warm it up. Oh my gosh, with that pork butt, man, that... I can't explain it, but I do pulled pork nachos.
Yeah.
And my nachos have increased, I'd say, probably another 20% by changing the sauce.
Well, those sound really good, too.
See? I know he talks about this stuff, but he never brings any in, these pulled pork nachos. I have tried his brisket and his ribs. That's all he's brought in for me.
Okay, I will. I'll tell you what. We're going to have to arrange, and that's going to be a stretch to get Josh in here again. But when we find out and I get a little bit of notification, I'll make sure we can have pulled pork nachos.
Wow, because I know the commercial on, I'm like, man, those sound really good.
Oh, it does. They're great. And see, I do chicken thighs and Cornish hens. And I split the Cornish hens when I smoke them. And just, I'd say 3, maybe 4 minutes before I take them off, I rub them down with that yummy tummy. Oh, gosh, I love that stuff. But you know what? We got carried away here. And, Josh, we're going to have to take a break. And if you'll stick around, we'll do another segment. And yeah. People get to know you a little better. So, Josh Stravinsky?
Strazewski.
Strazewski. I'll get it before you leave. So make sure you keep your dial right here on ESPN 107.3. You're listening to the Mid-Mo Show. I'm Lyle Quast, and we'll be right back.
The Mid-Mo Smoke Show is on ESPN 107.3.
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan. You should have respected my authority.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com. I'm your host, Lyle Quast. This segment is brought to you by Living the Dream Outdoor Property. It's not just land, it's a lifestyle. See available properties at landleader.com. And last section, we had Josh from Yummy Tummy come in, and we were talking to barbecue, and we got blessed today, the original of the Mid-Mo Smoke Show, the originator, Frank Cox, came by. And he's going to fill in on some of the stuff that he knows about Josh. Josh is going to tell us some of the stuff he knows about Frank. And we're just going to have a good time on this segment, boys.
Yeah.
So,
Josh has been a member of our forum. For those of you that may be new to the show and don't remember who I am, I'm one of the founders of SmokerBuilder.com. And anyway, we got a forum online, and that's where a lot of these guys meet us, and we hang out on there and teach people how to build pits and stuff like that. And, you know, I always seen Josh's username down there at the bottom, that YTQBBQ Inc., you know, just what it says down there. And I was like, what the heck is that? You know, YTQ, I don't know what that is, you know. And for the longest time, you know, I just kind of watched what he was saying here and there. And you got a rotisserie you started posting about, trying to change it around and update it and stuff. And, you know, one day he was rolling through. I don't actually know the first connection we had. I think you hit me up on private message or something and was talking about your sauce and different things like that. You was listening to the show. That's what it was.
Yeah.
You tuned into the show and kind of heard us talking. And anyway, you stopped by, or you sent us some sauce to try.
Yeah, you guys helped me out so much building my smoker that I wanted to send you a thank you by sending you up some barbecue sauce.
And it was yummy. One of the best thank yous I ever had.
There you go.
But, yeah, so you sent some to the czar, and he graciously shared. That does not always happen. Normally he hogs that stuff and sticks it back in the archive somewhere, and then I never get to hear about it. Or if I do, if, like when the shirts came, you know, you send us those shirts, I hid them.
That's a good move.
For the longest time, you know, then I was like, okay, that's payback, sucker. I gave him his, you know. But yeah, so anyway, it just kind of just worked out. You know, Josh started coming around, and you know, he hooked us up with a bunch of sauce for the gathering
that
we had back in April. And, man, the guys loved it. The Inferno was the one they liked the most. I think out of everybody.
That's my favorite.
And, I mean, the original, I like to use that with my kids and stuff, you know. But the Inferno, if it's just me and the guys or whatever, you know, we like a little more heat. It's you know, a lot funner.
Well, I'm kind of getting my wife converted over to it. She likes the original better. But it's slowly happening. You know, I'm having to take and mix original with a little bit of Inferno. So
yeah, kind of cut it and then just wean her off of it.
Exactly. You know, I'm getting her mouth where it's going a little bit, you know, callous and stuff. But my daughter loves it. I think you sent us a bottle. And I took it home and opened it up. Well, she decided she likes it, and she's in Springfield, Missouri. It's a college. My bottle of it gets speared.
Yeah.
So I talked to her one night. I said, where's my yummy tummy? She goes, well, that one that's hot, I brought it with me. Yeah, okay. Which is great. Down there, hey, your name's getting out, buddy.
All right.
Yeah.
And so one thing we're going to do, she's out. Her sorority is raffling off a cooler.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm supposed to pick it up from you, Matt, the Inferno and the regular, and they are putting that bottle inside. It's kind of like a Yeti cooler, but it's not. I can't remember the name of it. But that's going to be part of the prize they're going to win when they win the raffle. So I'm throwing in a slab of ribs. We're putting in your sauce. I don't know what else everybody else is going to do, but
nothing better than that.
You know,
prize
Tony
of flavor.
Tony built that drum. You know, and of course,
Tony Matt Froelich.
Tony Froelich. Yeah, first name basis. I know. Everybody, you know. For those of you in radio land, yeah. Tony Froelich, American Family Insurance. He's my insurance man. Anyway,
he ought to discount your insurance now for that.
He should.
Yeah, that's a free commercial right there.
Anyway, Tony built that drum, and then you got your drum, you know. And so I scroll through Facebook, you know, and I got all these people, yummy tummy, yummy tummy, yummy tummy. You know, all the UDS groups, yummy tummy this, yummy tummy that. You know, it's kind of cool to see it taken off.
It really has. I mean, it is. You're right. It's neat, and everybody's posting pictures. That's part of the UDS nations, even UDS Texas. I think I've seen some. And so it's been really neat to see everybody posting their pictures with their bottle of yummy tummy next to it.
Yeah, we try to promote it and try to get as many customer picks in as we can. That way we're sharing what everyone's doing with it instead of just random stuff. So and it's cool to see what people come up use it for.
Next time I do some thighs, I'll send you a picture. Get your email address or your
nice thing is Josh does with their barbecue text line. He sends in quite a few pictures of his food that he's cooking for the text line. So we've seen a lot of what Josh has cooked, and it's been good. It's been interesting.
It's been looking good. Yeah,
those pork belly burnt ends turned out pretty good.
Yeah, those are always good.
That was a little experiment, a little risky since I've never made them before. But
yeah,
everybody liked them.
Hey, that's how the best food's coming up.
Yeah.
You take a chance or make a mistake. And that's the stuff that works.
So how many Instagram profiles you have? it seems like I always find another one.
Well, no, I have one for the barbecue sauce, and I have my own, which I don't know why I have two, because I'm always double posting everything.
That's something I've been meaning
and
to
double
ask
liking
you
everything.
Well, one thing I had a friend try your sauce, and then he found out that, you know, like most barbecue sauces, it's got the sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
He's diabetic, and he's got a heart condition. You think down the road you're going to come up with one where you use, like, honey or something as a sweetener instead of sugar?
Well, we have kind of thought about that, trying to readjust to where we can use maybe, like, sugar alcohol type or natural sweeteners to come out with a
right
lower sugar style one, but I mean, that's going to be a lot of R&D.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah
we want to make sure if we come out that it's still pretty close to
right
the regular.
Well, he really liked it, except, you know, like I said, he can't have the sugar.
Yeah, I had one person I gave a bottle to ask me about it. Does it have a bunch of sugar? I'm like, no. And then I think, I'm like, well, yeah, it does have a lot of sugar. So if you if you're diabetic, you may want to go really easy with it. But, yeah, at first it didn't really occur to me. And I was like, oh, wait, yes.
So, for us, you know, us full-figured guys, we can handle a sugar.
It's not because of diabetic issues, though, that you're saying the sugar. You said what was the condition?
Well, he has a heart condition and he has diabetes.
Oh, diabetes too. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing about, you know, diabetic, that because I know quite a few people that are diabetic, is that sugar is sugar. So it doesn't matter how you transform it. You're always
right
going to have some kind of sugar issue. So it'd be interesting to see what you can come up with on that.
Yeah,
you
know, I've thought about it because...
Well, see, the agave.
Mm-hmm.
For him, if I'm going to, you know, do pork and stuff, I use agave juice,
mm-hmm,
and he can handle that. He took it to his doctor. He only went up like 1 point on his diabetes after eating it. So, mm-hmm, you know...
I guess it also depends on what kind of diabetic.
Well, sure.
If you're type 1 or type 2.
Right, he's type 2.
To do with it. Yeah.
He's not on the shots yet and stuff, but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, because that is an issue with barbecue in general. I mean, everything's sweet.
Yes.
You know, we don't stick with just salt and pepper.
And it
very
tastes,
rarely.
Well, that tastes,
you know,
the best, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
But I will tell you, you take the Texas-style brisket, because I've done them a couple times,
mm-hmm,
and salt and pepper, that's it. But then when you put the yummy tummy on here, you kind of get a salty...
Yeah.
Salty sweet taste. And man, that is really good on brisket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've surprised a lot of people, I've gotten surprised that people have used it on, but it's like, especially down in Amarillo or Texas in general, it's a lot of dry rub and sauce is a condiment, not a flavor.
That's exactly
profile. And I obviously disagree wholeheartedly with that.
Bad for sales.
Yes. Now, I mean, but I think in order to do it right, your sauce needs to be another layer of flavor that enhances what you're cooking, not, you know, that's why I always brush it on.
Not
and
something
glaze
dunk it in and hide it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much what it becomes.
I've seen that at some of the barbecue shows, too. They'll finish up the rack of ribs,
yeah,
and they'll just dredge it through this tray of sauce. I'm like, no, you just thin layers,
mm-hmm,
caramelize, build it.
Yeah,
it's almost like they ought to have one of them like chocolate fountains with sauce where they just run it through there.
Yeah,
and
right.
I'm like Matt. I'm one. I'd rather just eat the meat bare by itself.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm gonna sauce it, yeah, it's gonna be yummy tummy.
Yeah.
I mean, it just. And I guess,
had really good dry barbecue, but you know, I just prefer if as long as it's done right, that extra layer of flavor. It's like, yeah, it can be good. I mean, a Prius can get you from point A to point B, but wouldn't you rather take a Hellcat?
Well, yeah, it'd get you there quicker,
right,
won't it? So,
yeah.
You know, but I mean, we talked about how you developed it. When you decided to start marketing it, that was a major headache, wasn't it?
Well, I just ran into a lot of people. It's because a lot of people will maybe take it, but they're really reluctant to try it because that's been really ingrained. Or it's just hard to get people to switch a sauce.
Right.
And that's why a lot of times I just, how we got started is just giving it away.
Well, like in my truck, they didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
I quit using Sweet Baby Ray's. I went to Yummy Tummy.
Mm-hmm.
So they got one choice, eat sauce or don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Or don't.
And it don't, you know, it doesn't matter.
Well, you know,
to me.
That's how Sam Adams, if you do some of the research back on some of these companies, you know, you look at Sam Adams, that's what he did. He walked down the street with, you know, a couple six packs or whatever, just handing them out.
Yeah. Right.
You know, handing out beers to get his company, you know, image started. It there's a lot to it. I mean, you got to go and give some of it away, I think, to get started.
Well, I've had to do it.
And I think giving it away in like those 8-ounce bottles, about the smallest amount, because I think it has to be something that's enough for someone to actually be able to make a rack of ribs or, you know, whatever they want to do with it. And then if they like it, yeah.
What you could do is the Yummy Tummy Sauce of the Month Club.
There you go.
Now on Instagram, that's like what Black Rifle Coffee and all those guys are doing. You know, just kind of following what those guys do for their marketing.
Well, guys, we're going to have to take a break here. And I think we're probably going to continue.
I forgot about the timer.
Yes.
And so, we're, you know, if Josh is stick around, we may have him come up with, you know, between you two, put your heads together, we may have a recipe.
Okay.
So, we're going to take another break. Make sure you don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we'll have our recipe of the week. And like I said, we're going to have these two guys come up with one. No telling what it's going to be. You're listening to Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com. I am Lyle Quast, and we'll be right back.
This is the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan. You should have respected my authority.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm your host, Lyle Quast, and this segment of our show is brought to you by Wind Supply in Rolla, offering the best prices and selection on Traeger pellet cookers and Milwaukee tools. That's Wind Supply of Rolla, located on Twitty Drive in Rolla. And now it's time for our recipe of the week. And the recipe is brought to you by Timber Charcoal, making outstanding hardwood lump charcoal for over 40 years and available at Cox Brothers in St. James. And I managed to twist Frank and Josh's arm, and they came up with our recipe of the week. So, guys, take it away.
Take it away, Frank.
All right. So, you know, most of the – we did a lot of ad-libbing and things, you know, back in the good old days when I was running the show.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to ad-lib a recipe real quick. You ready? You better write it down, because I'm going to go real fast. No, I'm not. We'll be all right. Hey, so anyway, we're going to make this thing up. We call it Yummy Tummy Eggs, similar to an armadillo egg, but since Josh is here, it's Yummy Tummy Eggs.
That's right.
Now, so we're going to make, if you're familiar with an armadillo egg, there's a recipe of the week on there from, I don't know, months and months ago. You can kind of check that out. But we're going to take a different spin on it. I'm saying this because we kind of changed it up a little bit. When we make these ABTs, we've been cutting up jalapenos and dicing them up and putting them inside bacon, just wrapping them that way, instead of trying to fill them up, like hollow out a jalapeno and core it and do all that. So I just like a lot more cheese, I think, is why. So anyway, what you're going to need is about a pound of sausage, pound of bacon, and a jar of them tame jalapenos. What's the brand? Mazzaretti, something like that. You get them at Kroger. That's where I go to get them. And, of course, you got to have some Yummy Tummy barbecue sauce. And Lyle said we got to use pepper jack.
Absolutely. That's the best.
So what you're going to do first is you're going to take your sausage, you're going to divide it up into, you know, something about, oh, I'm going to say 4 pieces per pound. You know, that's about what you're going to get out of it. And it's going to wind up being, you know, quartered up. And then you're going to take and smash that down flat in a circle. And then you're going to take and put, I don't know, just guess, you know, 5 or 6 or 8 of them jalapeno slices. Get the tame ones because the kids won't eat them if they're too hot. And then you put them in the middle, and then you're going to put, like, I don't know, as much pepper jack cheese as you can fit.
Oh,
if it's shredded,
shredded cheese.
You got to have a quarter cup if it's shredded. Or more. This is a tiny little thing. Now, we're going to try to cram a quarter cup of cheese in it.
It can be done.
It can be done. And then if not, you got slices, whatever, just shred them up. You know, put 2 or 3 slices in there. And then you're going to try to make that into like an egg-shaped thing. You know, like a large hard-boiled egg kind of a shape. And then you're going to wrap that in bacon. And then you're going to find whatever rub you got left over in the cabinet. Doesn't really matter. Something sweet.
Right.
I like something sweet with all the heat, you know, because last thing you put on is the first thing they're going to taste. So if you put, like, some of our buddy Aaron's rub, A.A. Ron from down in Arizona. You remember Aaron Voigt, right?
Yeah, I've seen him.
Pig party rub. That's really, really, really sweet rub. Or what else, Matt? What else you want to put on it? Some Memphis Mud.
Memphis Mud, Memphis Carolina Mud's Apple. Good.
Yeah, Carolina mm-hmm. Apple from Pork Mafia. Put some of that kind of rub on there and roll it around real good and then put it on the smoker. Now, Josh, when is the appropriate time to put sauce on? We just talked about this.
Well,
he has a strong opinion about this.
I would say once it's almost pretty well cooked, about the last 30 minutes, you start putting thin layers.
Thin layers. You hear that? Thin layers. Don't gob it on there because it's just going to be a mush on the outside.
Yeah, actually, you're going to get a better result by doing multiple thin layers. Same with painting a wall, except for you're painting your egg with barbecue sauce.
Yeah. So what I would probably do, because I like my bacon to be pretty, you know, I like it to be a pretty color, like a real good red color, and I like it to be totally cooked. I don't like to see raw bacon, you know, when I'm cooking. So I'm going to cook this thing about 275 or so, maybe a little higher, 280, something like that. And they generally cook somewhere between an hour and a half, right around an hour 15 to hour and a half total. By the time they're done, if the cheese starts blooshing out all over the place and you cooked it too long, you know,
but saying it might be dry.
Yeah, there ought to be cheese left in it. But anyway, start just kind of. I used to take like the chicken thighs. If you're doing competition thighs, I'd have a glove on and I'd take a loaf pan with my sauce in it and I'd dunk it and I'd shake it real good.
Right.
And I'd let it sit and rest for a minute. That's going to drop your internal temp so you don't butcher it to death. And then you can put it back on after it drips off on like a cooling rack for a little bit. After it drips off, put it back on a smoker and let the sauce set and then bring it out and do it again like Josh said. Is there anything you could recommend, like if you wanted to cut that original sauce and thin it out a little bit, like maybe apple juice or something? Or what would be a good compliment?
Yeah, apple juice would probably work. And if you're actually heating it up prior,
heating it
up too.
Yeah.
But I think beer, apple juice would probably
beer,
be your
maybe.
Best cut.
Yeah, so cut. I would probably wind up cutting it just a little bit, I think. It's already pretty runny. I mean, the sauce is. It's not a real thick, like Sweet Baby Ray's sauce anyway. But if we want to keep adding those layer after layer after layer, you know, I don't know if you ever heard of Donnie Bray from West County Pork Choppers. That's what he said in one of the classes I took with him is, you know, that's where that came from. The last thing you put on is the first thing they're going to taste. So, you know, when you layer your flavors, you want sweet is the first thing they taste, then smoke should hit, and then salt, and then heat at the very end. That's where the jalapenos come in. So then you got a good layer of flavors there.
And you got, you're hitting every taste bud.
Every one of them, yeah.
And so all you can happen is a smile.
Yeah. And more.
And more. Well, that's like Matt makes his poppers. I love them. If I could get 24 a day, I'd be a happy man.
Yeah.
You know, they are delicious.
Well, those chicken popper things you was making on.
Yeah,
you,
I made those.
Those are awesome.
You know, and all I did there is I used the same thing that I did to make my poppers, but I filleted the chicken breast to make them a little bit thinner. Took my jalapeno, cored it out, filled it with my goo in the middle, which I use cream cheese. I kind of changed it up. I use a Hawaiian spicy rub that John Francis brought back from Hawaii for me.
Oh, cool.
And I put that in there, and I put sharp cheddar. But I also did something different. I used orange marmalade jelly, and I put that in there to give it a little bit of a sweetness to it. And then, you know, like I said, I filled that up. I wrapped that in my chicken breast, wrapped it in bacon, and then I put Memphis Mud and Carolina Apple on the outside of it, threw them on the cooker, cooked them for about an hour, and then checked them the temp, got them to about 150, 155. Then I started doing my yummy tummy. Then I started glazing them. And I think I did about three coats on them. And then I pulled it, let them rest for a while, and they were absolutely phenomenal.
So you put the orange marmalade stuff in the cream cheese?
In the cream cheese.
Awesome. Because what Pete Maz does, another guy on our forum, Pete puts honey in the cream cheese. And, you know, every time he was around, we had really good poppers. I think Terry does it, too. Anyway, but they never told me that they put the honey in there. I always wondered what the deal was, why that was so good, and mine never tasted
so
like
magical.
That.
Well, you know what got me started to try it is I went up to Illinois for our family reunion. I took your cooker, I borrowed the Franken Cube, and I took my Ugly Drum up there, and I wanted to make, there was a barbecue sauce that somebody had shown on the UDS Nation. I could not find it, where they used strawberry jalapeno jelly and mixed it with something else to make a glaze. I'd be darned if I could find that recipe anywhere. So I'm like, well, I got this jar of strawberry jalapeno jelly. It cost me like $6. I'm like, well, I'm going to use it for something. So I thought, well, I'm going to throw it in my ABT. So that's what I did.
Yeah.
And I did that, and I thought they turned out really good. That strawberry flavor gave it something a little bit different. Mix it with Yummy Tummy. I did half with glaze with Yummy Tummy, half without. They got devoured. And, you know, I was looking in the fridge the other day, and I'm like, man, I don't have any jelly, strawberry jelly. I'm like, wait a minute. I got orange marmalade. Orange sounds good. What the heck? Let's try it. And it worked out, man. I made them here at the office. I borrowed your cooker. I made ribs, pulled pork, and smoked baked beans and jalapeno poppers. And I did half with Yummy Tummy. I did half without. The Yummy Tummy ones were gone. All I had left were about maybe five or six of the regular ones that didn't have any Yummy Tummy on it. So I like the idea of mixing something in with a cream cheese just to give it a little more flavor. I think
so too.
Yeah. Well, and you know, you were talking about having a core jalapenos.
Mm-hmm.
Best way to do it is cut the big end off, take a melon baller.
Oh yeah.
And you can go in there, scrape everything out, and stuff her full.
Mm. It's just a stick. It's up
and got
a handle.
It's got
a little round thing on the end. Oh, okay, yeah.
Man, easiest way to melon, you know, to clean a jalapeno. Mm-hmm. And then that's what I do.
Yeah, Forrester's been, I don't know, I think he does boats is what Forrester does. But he blanches them first. I never blanched
the
peppers first.
I've never done that before.
He said, you know, because one of the things that some of our buddies do that we like to cook them a long time, you know. But like Terry, what he does is he'll cook them at 225 for a really long time. And if you've got hot peppers, that heat, that cooking time will tame them down a little bit.
Yes, it will.
And so, but Mike's been doing that by blanching them, and it kind of crisps up
the
pepper. If you put them in hot water and boil them for just like 3 minutes or something like that, pop them out, put them in an ice water bath, and it just crisps them up real good, and it tames it down.
I never thought about that, but yeah, as long as you're cooking some of the oils out of there, you know.
Yeah, that's really what it amounts to.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, and another thing that I've started, and I tried, and I make a pulled pork lasagna. I take out the hamburger, and I put the pork, the Yummy Tummy with it, and I mix it half and half, half original, half inferno. Oh, man, that is good. You put that pepper jack and provolone cheese in there and let her cook down, top it with a little bit of breadcrumbs. It may not look the best, but my gosh, it's great across the taste buds.
Sounds tasty.
That's kind of like Frank does a beef stroganoff, but he'll do it with a brisket.
Yes.
So he'll do a brisket, smoked brisket stroganoff. He made that when we cooked in, was it Wentzville that we went to?
Yeah. Where was that? I made it at the fall gathering.
Well, you made it at the fall gathering.
And then I made it at the spring gathering this year.
Okay.
And then, I think we did make it up at
Yeah, because you had a whole bunch of people. Wellsville, that's right.
Yeah, that's where it was.
And that was phenomenal, too, doing a smoked brisket and then cutting that brisket up and using that for making a beef stroganoff. Man, was that good stuff.
Well, like I said, the lasagna, people, when they hear about it, they no, I don't want to try it. But then when they do, it's not too bad. So that's how recipes come around. Well, guys, I want to thank you a lot. It's time to wrap this thing up. The Mid-Mo Smoke Show is heard live every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. This show is produced in the Mid-Missouri Media Studios in Rolla, Missouri, and engineered by Colin Fisher. We'd like to thank our guests today, Frank and Josh. We'll just leave it at that. That way I'm still a good guy for being on the show today. Don't forget, you can listen to this podcast show. Just go to our website at ESPN1073.com, click Programming, and Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Quast. Thanks for joining us. Until next week, we'll smoke you later.
You've been listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast. Saturdays from 9 till 10 a.m. on ESPN 107.3.